This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:15 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. So, PKR's party elections are done and it is looking very much like a win for Rafizi Ramli.
Yes, so the party elections for 2022 to 2025 came to an end yesterday. The results are progressively coming out. They're going to be announced at the party's National Congress, which is happening from June 25th to 26th. However, unofficial results were released on the party's website yesterday. And as far as we know, based on that, Rafizi Ramli has won for deputy president with more than 69,000 votes, while Dato' Sri Saifuddin Nasution Ismail has won nearly 50,000 votes. Saifuddin won in Perlis and Sabah, while Rafizi won in all of the remaining states, including, of course, the prize jewel of Selangor.
So, when it comes to VP, anyway, the winners are Dato' Sri Amiruddin Shari, Chang Li Kang, Nik Nazmi, Nik Ahmad, and Dato' Sri Aminuddin Harun. And in case you're wondering who places with who, because I think that's always useful to know in the context of PKR. Amiruddin is reportedly aligned with Saifuddin, while Nik Nazmi, Chang and Aminuddin are aligned with Rafizi. In other news, although I will say that the big headlines emerging have all mostly focused on Rafizi Ramli, because this, you know, of the also equally much vaunted return to politics, PKR veteran Tian Chua has been unseated as the division chief. Sorry, that's a hard one. In Batu, he was defeated by his former protege turned rival P. Prabhakaran. And let's see, Dato' Sri Shamsul Iskandar was defeated by Muhammad Rafi Ibrahim in the battle for division chief. Meanwhile, we have Adam Adli Abdul Al-Halim, who is in the lead for the youth chief's post. So those are the names that are currently in the mix. But what we want to do, I think, is examine what all this means in terms of the direction for PKR, what it might indicate about where they're headed, and what it might indicate for Rafizi Ramli's political career, really. We'd like to hear from you. What did you make of the results of PKR's party elections? Call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Joining us now to talk about this, Adib Zalkapli, Director at Bauer Group Asia. Adib, thanks for speaking with us.
Hi, good evening.
So, it's not official, but what were your initial thoughts on the results and Rafizi Ramli's successful comeback?
I guess it's a start of a major renewal process for the party leadership. I guess we can say that I think it's a start of a process of departure of the party's founding members from the top leadership position. If you look at the names of the elected leaders, from deputy president to all the vice presidents, I think this none of them held a position as a founding leader, founding committee members at the time of the founding of the party. So it's a beginning of I think it's going to be a slow process of new leadership, new generation of party leaders for PKR.
So Rafizi had about a 10,000 vote lead. What do you think this says about what party members are looking for?
Well, I guess there's what the members are looking for, probably perhaps some kind of excitement after almost 2 years out of power and poor electoral performances. I guess members are searching for change from status quo, change of leadership. Perhaps they want to start fresh, with a new strategy ahead of the next general election. As you know, Saifuddin Nasution has been playing the role of the party frontman over the last more than 2 years, you know, the last over the entire parliamentary term. I guess members are looking for a new face, you know, new direction.
Rafizi is a known figure within the political landscape. Can you talk to us about what he stands for and the platform that he takes?
Well, Rafizi is, I think, best known in the previous parliamentary term, even before that, when he was, exposing corruption cases involving senior UMNO leaders. And he was, at the last part, election campaign, general election campaign, you know, he started platforms for party candidates to campaign in marginal seats, you know, seats that that he thought would swing to Pakatan Harapan, PKR then. So he has always known for that. I mean, prior to the his election yesterday as deputy president.
And how is Rafizi viewed by the current administration?
I think a fair number of them had some experience with Rafizi. I mean, when he was a member of parliament, he was one of the more vocal MP from PKR. And I guess they must they're probably expecting you know, a more return to that era when Rafizi was in parliament, a more vocal opposition MP or opposition leader, a deputy leader, and someone who, you know, will not hold back, you know, in fighting, you know, corruption cases, especially among leaders of the ruling coalition.
Looking to this new role, what responsibilities is he going to have as deputy president?
Well, traditionally, the deputy president is also the head of elections. So he will have his primary responsibility would be to organize party machinery ahead of the next general election. And being the number two in the party, I guess he will have some say in the selection of the party candidates, as well as you know, managing the external relationship with other parties, parties within PH or even parties outside of PH.
So Nasution has congratulated Rafizi, says that he respects the outcome. He's also warned others not to spoil the party camaraderie. How would you describe the relationship between the factions in PKR currently?
I think differences of opinions are to be expected. You know, this kind of competition is not strange to any political parties. But if you look at the history of PKR, the history of party elections over the last 4 or 5 cycles, we have seen worse party elections. This is probably the least divisive party elections I've seen for PKR in the last maybe 10, 15 years. The fact that one of the contenders conceded almost immediately after the official results were known, it's a good sign for the party. So I don't see both of them would cause more further friction in the party, especially the fact that they are facing a general election soon.
And in a broader sense, do you see Rafizi further strengthening ties within PKR as a whole? And what would he have to do to gain the support of Nasution supporters?
I don't think it's a big problem for him to be accepted by the rest of the party. I mean, the fact that he was out of the party, out of the limelight for 2 years and then managed to return as number two means he's a popular figure in the party. And I think it shouldn't be a problem for him to get Saifuddin supporters, you know, to be on the same side, you know, to reunite the party ahead of the general election. Especially, you know, as I said earlier, this is not the worst election in PKR history. We've seen worse. In fact, I think the party has seen their worst crisis 2 years ago when the Sheraton move happened.
So how do you think these results will set the course for the direction of the party?
I think what is clear is PKR will likely just focus on working with PH. And Rafizi himself has made this party election about a big tent approach or fighting on their own against the ruling coalition, against BN AMNO, as Rafizi had put it. So it means it's very unlikely for PKR and PH perhaps to work together again with former Prime Minister Mahathir, because I think a lot of the campaign has been about partnership with Mahathir and his party and also other parties outside PH. So it looks likely that the direction is that PKR will go to the next general election in partnership only with PH parties.
So there is this expectation that Rafizi will eventually take the helm and succeed Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim. What are you anticipating here?
Well, I think it's still early days. But as I said, this is the start of perhaps a long process of replacing the first generation of founding leaders with new generation of leaders that join perhaps in the after the party's first general election. So even if there's going to be, I mean, tension is to be expected when the time comes for Dato Sri Anwar to step back or for Rafizi to take over the leadership position. But I think at this stage, I think it's still too early to see how tense the competition between the two is going to be.
And if we look towards the GE, what indications has Rafizi given in terms of the types of strategies that he wants PKR to take?
Well, I think what is clear is that I think Rafizi has made this party election about Big Tent approach versus PKR plus PH going to the battle on their own. So, like I said, I think is the election, I think, in a way, has shut the doors for any form of cooperation between PKR and especially Mahathir and his party.
Adib, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thanks. Thank you for having me.
That was Adib Zalkapli, director of Bauer Group Asia, weighing in on the recent PKR party elections, which ended yesterday and are looking very much like a win for Rafizi Ramli. Let us know what you think. You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.